Hello, everyone. Back here on the Ron Burgundy Podcast, and yes, it's Hollywood's biggest night. The 2021 Academy Awards. Stars are starting to arrive on the red carpet, and I'll be here along with Carolina to get you all the pre-show scoop on who will be taking home a little man tonight called Oscar.
Ron, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Everything you just said in your intro, it sounds like... Do you think you're hosting the red carpet pre-show to the Academy Awards? This doesn't make any sense. We're just doing the podcast.
Wow. Okay. Way to roll along with my banter, Carolina.
So, did I miss something?
See, this is why I asked if we could get Lisa Gibbons for this episode. Did anyone ever try to call Lisa Gibbons?
I don't understand what you're doing. Who is Lisa Gibbons?
Jesus Christ. What the hell is the matter with you? I've heard you say some really dumb things on this show. But who is Lisa Gibbons? 1984 to 2000, correspondent and eventual co-host for Entertainment Tonight. Boom. She has a damn Daytime Emmy Award, which is more than I can say for you. And can anyone get her on the phone, please? I want to get this tape right.
Okay, calm down. What are you talking about? This is just a regular episode of the show.
No, it's not, Carolina. Look, let's get real here. This is a podcast. Have you seen the Nielsen ratings for our show? We're not cutting it. Not by a long shot.
That's probably because there are no Nielsen ratings for podcasts. That's just a thing for TV.
Look, I've seen some numbers, Carolina, and let me tell you this. Joe Rogan is kicking our ass.
Oh my God.
He's at the top of the Nielsen ratings, and I don't think that's ending anytime soon. You have a lot to learn about the biz. Show business is a cruel mistress.
I'm very aware of how tough show business
is. It's such a cruel mistress that sometimes certain gentlemen who are stressed out actually use the services of a professional dominatrix and have an actual cruel mistress hit them on the behind with a whip to take their mind off of the cruel mistress that is show business.
I don't ever want to revisit that subject, and it's a whole other subject for a whole other show, which we're just not going to do. Mm. But it still doesn't really explain why you started the podcast today like we were hosting the red carpet coverage for the Academy Awards.
Okay. All right. I'll level with you. I like to have a bunch of wheels spinning at once, and I've been through so many ups and downs in my career, and the one thing that I've learned is you got to be ready for anything. So I figured, why not take an episode of the podcast and use it as an audition tape for the people at the American Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to see if maybe me and Lisa Gibbons can host next year's Oscars. Has anyone called Lisa Gibbons? I do not want to do this with Carolina.
You can't just hijack the show and use it as an audition tape for the red carpet pre-show to an award ceremony.
Really? What is this show called?
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Okay. And what's my name?
Ron Burgundy.
And what is your name?
Carolina.
Exactly. It's not Lisa Gibbons.
I don't know what this Lisa Gibbons thing is.
So you don't have a leg to stand on here, okay? Simple. Now, Lisa Gibbons, she has two legs to stand on, and I don't think she would mind me saying they're terrific. Have been for a long time. She knows I know it. The only person who doesn't know it is you, and that's your fault.
Ron, you cannot use the podcast as an audition tape for the Oscars pre-show. It's just so simple.
Terrific. Let's throw to a commercial, and then me and Lisa Gibbons will be back with a special appearance from Oscar nominee Laura Dern. Welcome back, everyone. So just to catch you up to speed, we could not get Lisa Gibbons on the phone, even though I gave our producers her personal phone number, which she gave me.
Just so you know, in the future, Ron, numbers that have 555 in them are usually fictional.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. But Lisa Gibbons or not, we are going to pretend it's the Academy Awards, and you are going to help me get the job of hosting the red carpet coverage.
Okay. Fine, whatever. I just feel like they usually get younger people to do that now, like Ryan Seacrest or Mario Lopez.
Hey, what did I tell you? You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth right now about Mario Lopez. That's a friend of
mine. I didn't say anything bad about him.
I don't want to be in competition with Mario Lopez. I happen to know he's not going to be available to host the Oscars pre-show next year. That's why I'm even considering doing this in the first place.
How do you know Mario Lopez isn't doing it?
Because friends talk, Carolina. Also, we recently went on a whitewater rafting trip together, and I think he's going to be laid up for a while.
Oh, my God. Did something happen to Mario Lopez? Was he injured?
It's nothing, really.
On the trip?
No, it's nothing. I was supposed to be rowing.
Okay.
But I got hungry, and I reached into my lunch sack for some venison jerky. I swear, I only put the oar down for, like, 3 minutes tops. Anyway, Mario Lopez is going to be fine, America.
Mm.
Nothing a full body cast and 6 months of intense rehabilitation won't fix. So get well soon, Mario. We love you, buddy.
Ron, did you intentionally cause a whitewater rafting accident with Mario Lopez so that you could get a chance to possibly host the red carpet pre-show of the Oscars next year?
No. N-O spells no. I can't believe you'd even make that accusation. That is so sick, Carolina. You have a sick mind. And with that, let's go to our 360 cam so we can get a look at all the great fashion tonight.
Ron, if you seriously want to do this, that was a terrible seg.
Are you wearing tonight, Carolina? It appears you've just dressed in sweatpants, a t-shirt from, what is that, Crank Anchors? That's a funny show.
Yeah.
But this is the Oscars. My God, you look like trash.
Okay.
Now I'm just being bitchy, like the late, great Joan Rivers. Rest in peace.
If you're just going to be insulting, I can leave.
No, stay.
You can submit this as a tape.
The red carpet hosting gig is always a two-hander. And if you could just dial up Lisa Gibbons, that would be great.
I'll do my best, but
I didn't come unprepared for this, since there's no way for us to know what boring films are going to be the big winners next year, because they haven't come out yet. I went and pulled some information from the 60th Academy Awards, which happened in 1988.
Why don't we just do last year's Oscars so they have a more fresh take on your hosting ability?
Well, if I'm being honest, I didn't see any of the movies from last year.
Okay.
The one that won Best Picture had subtitles, so, you know.
Right, that's an automatic no from you.
They make them too small. When I'm on a teleprompter, they use 300-point type. Also, there was another matter of me no longer being sent screeners because of a misunderstanding with the union.
What was the misunderstanding?
It's really silly. I had this neighbor who I swore was stealing packages from in front of my house. So late one night, I whipped a DVD of something called Uncut Gems straight through his bedroom window. It shattered the glass and scared the bejesus out of him.
That is just awful. That's destruction of property. Someone could have really gotten hurt, like Mario Lopez on that raft.
Well, joke ended up on me because my neighbor took it and made a bunch of copies and started selling them out of the trunk of his car. And that's why I don't get screeners anymore.
To be fair, Uncut Gems was a really great movie.
Haven't seen it because it landed on the floor of my neighbor's bedroom. But from what I'm hearing, the Sandman was robbed. Anyway, can we just go over this 1988 Academy Award stuff I've prepared?
Sure, whatever you want to do.
Thank you. Okay, now act like Cher is walking down the red carpet, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Lisa Gibbons, snap out of it. It's Cher, nominated tonight for Best Actress of her performance in the film Moonstruck. Cher, so lovely to see you. Carolina, you pretend to be Cher.
What?
Pretend to be Cher. Let's have some friendly banter. Okay, is that so hard to ask?
Okay, whatever. Hello, Ron, it's me, Cher.
It certainly is. And may I say, you look ravishing this evening. I think everyone is picking you as the winner tonight. The scene where you slap Nicolas Cage in the face and tell him to snap out of it. Did you know that that was going to be a classic moment?
I was just really in the scene.
Now, Cher, I think you'll love this. Lisa Gibbons and I have put together a little something for you as a good luck charm tonight.
Ow! What the Ron, you just hit me.
Snap out of it, Lisa Gibbons.
Ron, you just slapped me in the face. Hey!
Hey, don't strike me, Lisa Gibbons. I'll strike you. Ow! 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 Carolina!
Oh, my God.
Carolina, that really hurt me.
You were slapping me. I was just defending myself. You were slapping me too.
Stage slaps. No, like you would do in a play. You were doing full out swinging slaps.
I did it like twice.
Oh, Carolina.
Oh my God. You gonna shoot me?
They were warning shots.
You brought out your gun?
They were warning shots.
Okay.
They were nowhere near you and you know it.
You're crying? You brought out the gun and you're crying? Oh my God. You can't. Okay. You can't bring any. I've told you this. You can't bring the gun to the recording studio.
Do you understand what was happening? I was recreating the scene from Moonstruck and I was slapping you as Cher the way she slapped Nicolas Cage.
Okay, I just want to get this straight.
Yes.
You were going to slap Cher in the face, right? And you thought that this would go over well?
I think she'd really get a kick out of it.
I don't know.
It was recreating the scene.
She really
movie.
Doesn't seem... I don't know anyone who seems like they would like that.
But she'd be... At very least, she'd be very surprised by it.
Yeah, very surprised. Maybe.
And you've got to create moments on the red carpet.
You would not get hired with this audition tape.
Let's just keep going. Nominated for Best Original Screenplay tonight for Radio Days is Mr. Woody... Ooh, you know what? Let's just skip that one.
Yeah, good call on that, Ron.
Exactly. He never shows up to the award shows anyway. Oh, wait. Who's that? Why, it's Glenn Close, nominated tonight for her terrifying role in Fatal Attraction. Glenn, welcome to Hollywood's Biggest Night.
Okay, I'm supposed to be Glenn Close now?
Yes. Yes, be Glenn Close, Caroline. God. If you could just put a little bit of effort into this, it'd be so helpful.
You slapped me.
I was in the moment.
Okay, whatever. Hi, Ron Burgundy. I'm Glenn Close. I am surprised to see you here tonight at the Oscars.
Not as surprised as I was when I saw what a psycho bitch you were in Fatal Attraction. Stay away from my bunny rabbits, Glenn Close.
Okay, Ron, stop. You can't call Glenn Close a psycho bitch on the red carpet.
Okay, well, look, I was referring to her character. I mean, have you seen Fatal Attraction?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's just... I don't think you're cut out for this. Okay, I don't know how
Carolina,
else to say it.
Carolina, just we're supposed to be a team here. I'll tell you what. If I get this gig, you're in and Lisa Gibbons is out. How does that sound?
There's no way you're getting this, but whatever. Just do not slap me again.
Oh, wow. Now this is a treat. Nominated for his song in my second favorite movie of the year besides RoboCop, it's Bob Seger, nominated tonight for Shakedown, his song from the film Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Hi, Ron. It's me, Bob Seger.
Guess you left the Silver Bullet Band back home tonight, huh? Can you laugh like Bob Seger?
Ha, 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 ha.
Now, Bob, you've got some tough competition tonight from the film Dirty Dancing. Are you nervous or are you too much of a rock and roll cool guy to care about these things?
I just... You know, whatever happens, happens.
Seriously, Carolina, that's your Bob Seger impression. Can you put on a gruff, manly voice? Can you just...
I'm Bob Seger, and I hope I win an Oscar tonight, Ron.
No, 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 he would never say that. Not Bob Seger. He's too cool to say something like that. Carolina, that sucked. That was awful. Bob Seger, if you're listening... And I'm pretty sure you are. I apologize. I apologize for Carolina's awful impression of you. And I'm sorry you lost to I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
I cannot believe what a waste of time this has been.
I think we can salvage some
no.
of it. Maybe I can get Lisa Gibbons to overdub your parts.
Are we done with this nonsense?
We will take a break. We are minutes away from Hollywood's Biggest Night. Back here after this. We are, we are back here. The Ron Burgundy Podcast, I've just been told this is actually the season finale of the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Wait, you didn't know that? Yes, this is it. This is the season finale. So, and this is the episode, of course, where you shot at the ceiling.
So this might be the last show we ever do.
Well, that's up to iHeartRadio.
I just used it to make an audition tape for the red carpet pre-show to the Academy Awards.
Yes, we could have had an interesting topic or chatted with a guest, but we went down this road of yours.
You know what? Call me crazy, but I feel absolutely confident we did the right thing.
That's insane. That's crazy.
And I have a feeling we'll be back for a season four, and you just might see me and Carolina hosting the red carpet pre-show of the Oscars next time around, unless Lisa Gibbons is available.
Avron, never slap me in the face again. And never shoot a gun in the studio again. I mean, I feel like that's a reasonable request. I've asked you that.
Thanks to all of our listeners and all that stuff I was saying about the Nielsen's ratings earlier. I was just joking around. Joe Rogan is a cool guy, and I very much do not want him to beat me up. That's the great thing about podcasts. There's room for everyone, including me, Ron Burgundy. Any final thoughts, Carolina?
I just want to say it's been an interesting season. I feel like we've grown as broadcasters, and as crazy as it sounds, I'd like to continue doing this with you.
Well, I feel the same. Whether it's me developing a genuine affection for you or a simple case of Stockholm Syndrome, I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again soon. For the Ron Burgundy Podcast, this is Ron Burgundy saying stay classy, and thank you to iHeartRadio for the money. We really enjoy it, as well as doing the show. Until next time, I've got a special treat, not only for our listeners, but for you, Caroline. I'm just going to light this.
Oh, is that a sparkler?
No, it's a Roman candle.
Holy Let's get out. Get out. Get out.
Oh, it's really... Look at the flame.
Get out, Ron.
Look how
get
far
out of
that
there.
Shoots. Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Everybody get out. There's a box of 1,000! I bought a box of 1,000! Down in New Mexico!
Get us out! Nick? Can you let me out? Nick?
Wrong day for Nick to forget the key to unlock the studio. We're in here, Carolina! We gotta ride it out! Woo! Gonna have to ride it out!
Let's get out of here! Get under!
Cover yourself with my jacket! Pour that bottle of water over your head. Oh, we're not even in the worst part yet.
It smells like burnt hair. Is that someone's hair? Is that my hair?
That's your hair. Chop down the door if you can. Oh, I shouldn't have bought the jumbo pack. So many fireworks. There's so many fireworks.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producer is Nick Stumpf. Our talent coordinator is Anna Hosnier. Our writers are Andrew Steele and Jake Fogelness. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.